Moshet, Al Bina newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. Occupation expands and bombards Syria amid feeble Arab and international condemnations. Netanyahu faces court 3 hearings per week extending for months over bribery and corruption charges after delays fail. Lebanon's leadership focuses on borders, presidential elections, and implementing Resolution 1701, the political editor wrote. For the 3rd consecutive day, the occupying entity's air and naval forces have launched attacks on Syria's military assets on land, sea, and air. This continued violation of Syrian sovereignty is accompanied by entrenched positions on annexing the occupied Golan Heights, with expansionist actions escalating. This includes the occupation of the buffer zone established under the 1974 disengagement agreement, now effectively nullified, followed by further advances towards Damascus and attempts to dominate the security zones of Daraa and Suwayda provinces. The occupying entity's aggressive military and political momentum seems unchecked, met with only muted Arab condemnation led by Saudi statements and the notable absence of the Arab League. Meanwhile, a UN Assistant Secretary General reaffirmed that the Golan remains Syrian territory under international law. Inside the occupying entity, the spotlight shifted to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's court appearances on charges of corruption and bribery. Attempts to delay the trial under the pretext of the Gaza war, shifts in Syria, and security concerns following the Lebanese resistance drone reaching his Qusayriya residence failed. The incident dominated television and political discourse, marking the first time a sitting prime minister faces trial while leading a government, especially during wartime. Court officials revealed that the hearings, to be held in a fortified Tel Aviv location, would convene 3 times a week for several months to conclude investigations into the extensive case files. Despite dismissing the trial as a conspiracy in his remarks, Netanyahu faces a serious judicial battle. In Lebanon, political sources reported a focused initiative led by Parliament Speaker Nabih Berri and Prime Minister Najib Makati addressing 3 key files. The first pertains to securing the borders amidst Syria's evolving situation, with instructions for the Lebanese army and security forces to enhance their presence along the Lebanese-Syrian frontier to shield Lebanon from spillover effects. The second involves expediting the implementation of UN Security Council Resolution 1701. The Ceasefire Monitoring Committee held its first meeting in Naqoura, setting a timeline for enforcing the agreement. The third is the presidential election, with Berri and Makati emphasizing the importance of fortifying Lebanon against regional developments and associated risks. This has heightened efforts to ensure the success of the January 9 session as a decisive moment for electing a president rather than another failed attempt.